In our gospel today, Peter professes that Jesus is the Christ, meaning the Messiah. You know, he professes that Jesus is the one who God has sent to save Israel. And our Lord's immediate response to that is to go right to his passion. The moment Peter recognizes and proclaims that he is the Messiah, Christ says that he must be crucified. You know, he goes right to his mission as Messiah. And then he goes on to say that his disciples must also take up their cross and lose their lives as well. So, and I want to focus as we look at this today's readings on one line, actually from the first reading, which foreshadows the passion and death of our Lord. And it says in the first reading, "I have set my face like flint." You know, flint is a really hard rock. And what it reveals to us is the commitment in the heart of Jesus, his rock-solid commitment to his mission, which was to sacrifice his life for our salvation. And he calls us to follow that example. And I think that's an important point because love requires a commitment to another person. And if there's no commitment to another person, there's no love. And a life without commitment is a life without love. And if just a couple examples, if you think about a parent who has a newborn child, you know, they're overwhelmed with joy and with love as they hold the child for the first time. But then they have to raise the child. They have to change a lot of diapers. They have to get up in the middle of the night again and again with a crying baby and hold the child in their arms. They have to teach the child right from wrong as the child grows up, you know, correcting them probably 1,000 times on the same thing. Clean your room, clean your room, clean your room, again and again and again. But it requires commitment. And you know, by raising children, that deepens the parents' love and their commitment for their child. You know, the same is true for marriage. On the wedding day, there's great joy, there's great happiness. But then you have to day by day work through difficulties and differences of opinion and different ways of doing things with your spouse. You have to divide up tasks of laundry, cooking, cleaning, yard work, providing for each other. You know, you have the day-to-day commitment of learning to make the marriage work and to make the commitment to another person. You know, any relationship, any friendship requires commitment. And Christ's sacrifice is the prime example of complete and total commitment. You know, when it comes to faith, there's a lot of people today that instead of basing their faith on a commitment, they try and base their faith on feelings or emotions. You know, they want to come to church and feel good. You know, they want a feel-good message. And some churches cater to this. You know, you go into some churches and you'll hear a very uplifting, very positive sermon every single week, week after week. Never challenging, never goes real deep, very positive. And they might even have really upbeat music. Some churches will spend huge amounts of money on incredible sound systems. And so, you know, they're kind of in the entertainment industry. You know, they want to uplift people. And there certainly should be times where our faith inspires us and appeals to our emotions. You know, hopefully we've all had moments of prayer where we've experienced some feeling of incredible peace or joy. Or some time where we've been listening to Scripture and where we've been overwhelmed by the goodness of God, or some way that we've seen God intervene in our lives or in somebody else's life. But there's also going to be other times where positive things are happening spiritually and we don't feel anything. You know, we could come to Eucharistic adoration and spend an entire hour in prayer and not feel anything. We could come to Mass and make the commitment to be here, but we don't feel anything. Or there could be times where we devote ourselves to prayer and we don't feel anything. Or times where we don't want to come to Mass. And so, you know, we can't base our faith on our feelings or our emotions. Doing the right thing doesn't always feel good. Sometimes we can lose a friendship over it. Or we can be insulted by others or lose the esteem of others. Sometimes we could be thrown off a sports team if we come to church on Sunday and the coach doesn't want us to, and the coach wants us that practice. It could have a cost to being a Christian. And so it is dangerous to ground our faith on feelings, because feelings come and go. And our emotions are never going to challenge us to step beyond our comfort zone. You know, our faith has to be based on a firm conviction in our will, an absolute commitment to Jesus Christ. We have to say, I know Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the Messiah. As Peter said in today's gospel, he is the Christ. We have to make that commitment and be willing to follow him and his teachings no matter what. A relationship of love of God requires that level of commitment and a willingness each day to make the sacrifices, to live a moral life, and to build positive habits, to build virtues. You know, that's the foundation of a healthy relationship with our Lord, and any healthy relationship has to be built on that commitment. There is a weakness in many of the younger generation of Catholics, and this is actually across all religions within our country, and it's not all younger Catholics. There's some very, very dedicated and committed younger Catholics, but there's also a lot of them that don't have that firm level of commitment. And you see this if you look at the rates of Sunday Mass attendance at different generations. There's a lot of younger Catholics that will go to Sunday Mass when they can. Or they'll go sometimes. Or they might go often. But not every Sunday. And many of them don't see a problem with that. They're like, well, I make it most of the time. I'm doing pretty well. But they don't have that firm commitment that I am going to follow Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ gives us the commandment to be there each Sunday. And so if we aren't, we commit mortal sin. If we don't attend Mass each Sunday and give our Lord the worship and honor that is his due. And this filters into the moral life as well. Because it's not easy to live a moral life. And without that firm commitment, we're not going to have the strength to overcome sin. You know, there's going to be temptations that come at us. You know, there might be a sinful relationship that we have to stay away from. And we might see that person every single day. And we have to have the strength to say no. If we don't have that firm commitment in our faith, where are we going to get the strength to say no? Or if someone struggles with anger, it takes a lot of strength to not be overcome with anger or to not give in to greed or arrogance. It takes a firm conviction in our faith to build that morality. You know, working through marital problems. Every marriage is going to face difficulties. And so often people give up on a marriage that if they persevered and if they stuck with it, that could one day be a thriving, happy marriage. But they give up on it because they don't have that firm commitment. And I think many of our young families are overwhelmed with so many different activities. A lot of times they have two parents working, trying to run the household, getting their kids to sports and extracurricular activities. There's so many different things that can pull at us. And if that's the case, we have to choose our priorities and choose them wisely. Where is our commitment going to lie? And for us, the choice should be easy. We know who Jesus Christ is. We know that he gave our life, his life for us to bring us salvation. We know that the cross of Jesus Christ is the bridge between earth and heaven. We know that. And we know that one day we will stand before Christ on the day of judgment and we will be found either faithful or unfaithful. We know that. And so for us, the answer should be simple. I will follow Jesus and commit to Jesus Christ. Every sacrifice that we make for Jesus Christ in the moral life is an act of love. You know, every time we say no to sin, every time we spend time in prayer, every time we come to Eucharistic adoration, every time we come to Mass each Sunday or Saturday evening, the cross is about love, sacrificing for the ones we care about. And every single sacrifice we make for Jesus Christ will be rewarded 100-fold in this life and in the life to come, because it's about a relationship of love. And there is no relationship of love that's greater and deeper than a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so our challenge, as we reflect on the gospel message and Christ's call for us to take up our crosses, is not to live by emotions and go with what feels good, or to seek that in prayer, because that's not a good foundation for any relationship. Our challenge is to set our faces like flint, and embrace the cross that Jesus Christ has given to us and persevere, knowing that one day if we do that, we'll begin to love our crosses. We'll begin to love the struggles that we have each day because we know that those will draw us deeper into Jesus Christ. And one day, if we follow that path, we won't even notice the crosses we carry because they'll melt into the cross of Jesus Christ. And we won't see our own suffering. We'll look past that and see only Jesus Christ and Him crucified.